We're talking to Belladonna Road, where the way I found out about your art was one day I went to a cafe and saw some free postcards and picked one up, which looked particularly good to send to my Estonian relatives. It has a sulfur-crested cockatoo on it and some Australian plants and looks colourful and eye-catching. And to my great surprise, I found an Estonian name on the back of the card. So this is how we found you and your talent. Could you introduce yourself and your art?
Hi, yes, I am Belladonna, and I started off as about a year and a half ago. I decided I want to pursue illustration, and I seen the Avent cards. Every year they have artist postcards, and you can submit your art, and they will select certain emerging artists to promote all over Australia. And so that's one of the cards that you picked up, which had only just gone into print. So they print up to 10,000 cards all around Australia, so it's great exposure for me.
Have you gotten any feedback from these cards? Any people who've found you the same way?
Not yet, because the day that you got hold of me was the day that they went into print and were put out into locations. So I got the email from the company saying that they were dispersing them that day. And I got an email from you the same day.
How hard is it to get your artwork published this way? How big is the competition for these free cards to have your artwork on?
I think a lot of artists submit their work. I'm not sure how many they select. I know just in the art community social media that I'm part of, I know of two other artists, but a lot more do submit. I was very lucky and also got chosen to be a header of the display stand. So there's about 50 locations around Australia that my cockatoo will also be the header of the display. That was a very big bonus as well.
Can you describe your artworks to people who can't see them visually? What do they depict? How do they look like?
I love bright colours and detailed and realistic artwork, but I do a lot of fine detail or patterns, and I absolutely love Australian wildlife, all flora and fauna. I'm working on an Australian flora and fauna alphabet at the moment, and I think I do have a very distinct style. A lot of people can choose my work. Very illustrative. You can usually know what they are as soon as you look at them. And I love everything happy. Happy and bright and make you feel good.
In addition to Australian fauna and flora, you also depict different other topics like Asian animals or African women. Or where do you get your inspiration from these topics, these themes to depict?
Last year I was a part of a Facebook group called the 52-Week Illustration Challenge. And Australian authors and illustrators founded the group. And each week they give you a theme. It's just for practice and for fun, and you get feedback from other illustrators. So I started with that last year and made my portfolio from the images from that challenge. So that's where the African woman come from and tigers. And I tried to do Australian animals when I could, and my previous work and stuff I do in my own time is usually Australian. One of my favourite was a Scandinavian image of a Christmas gnome.
When you call yourself an illustrator, does that mean that your works have been published in a book somewhere?
I have only had a few images published in books. I haven't actually illustrated my own book yet. I'm working on it at the moment, but that'll be self-published. I do have illustrations published on a historical monument in Geraldton, Western Australia. They were my first illustrations of the Batavia shipwreck, and I have illustrated now a cafe front. So now that I have some permanent work, I have started calling myself an illustrator.
Belladonna, why have you chosen drawing medium as your medium as opposed to some other art mediums like painting, let's say?
I love that I can't erase a pen mark. I could sit there with a pencil all day rubbing out and correcting, but with pen, it's on the paper, and if I've already spent 20 hours on an artwork and make a mistake, I just have to work with my mistake. And it really does help you think of new ideas and expand. I don't know, it's just I can't fix my mistakes, so I have to work with them.
When I look at your artwork, it reminds me, in some instances, these very popular, nowadays there are these very popular colouring in books, that kind of style. What do you think of all this new rage for adults to colour in detailed contours and kind of as a form of meditation? Have you ever experienced anything similar feelings yourself?
Yes. Ever since I was very young, I used to do very detailed lines and patterns just for fun. And I have always said it's a type of relaxation. And people would say, oh, how do you have so much patience? But you just get lost in it. And I see that's how the people that like to buy them books and colour in would feel just the same without all the extra hard work of designing it. I wish that I was doing all this a few years ago before it became all the rage. I'm a bit behind now.
Can you tell us about your surname, your very, very Estonian name?
My poppy, Karl Raudsi, he was born in Pärnu. Is that how you say it?
Pärnu. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how to, I can't do that one. he was born in Pärnu, and in about 1944, during World War II, they fled in a fishing boat and ended up in Sweden and met my nan. And then they moved on to Australia, which is where I was born.
Do you have any contacts or connections yourself with Estonia? Have you ever been there? Or does Estonia have any significance for you?
No, I've only recently in the last few years, when I've got to know my Poppy Raudsi a lot more, did he tell me about where he grew up and the horror of fleeing the war? And it has made me a lot more interested in it. Before that, it was all about Sweden, where he spent like the rest of his childhood. So I would absolutely love to visit Estonia along with Sweden. They're on top of my list.
Maybe get some inspiration for your artworks.
Oh, definitely. Oh, that's where the my favourite artwork of a tomte, which is a Scandinavian Christmas image. I grew up with a lot of Swedish artwork around me from my nan, so I would love to get to know more Estonian work now that I know that's such a big part in my history.
And what do you see your future bring, your artistic future?
Oh, ideally, I would love to illustrate children's books. That was always my dream from very young. And so far I'm illustrating all types of things, but as of yet I have not yet got to do a children's book, and I can see that happening, but it'll happen.
Thank you for talking to SBS Estonian about your art, Belladonna Rautavee.